Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Thirsty. Spiritual Israel. The Apostle Paul wrote in his epistle to the Galatians the following words in chapter 3, verse 26 to 29. And he writes to those who are not Jews. They are Celts living in Galatia. For you are all the children of God. Huh? They are the children of God? Yeah, they are. Why so? By faith in Christ Jesus. Ah, by faith. That's the point. They are not Jews. They are not the elected ones. They are not God's holy people. Or? And here we read, you are all the children of God. Wow! Oh, this was something for their heart. By faith in Christ Jesus. Faith. That's the key word. Abraham, the father of all the Israelites, he was the father of all believers. He was chosen because he believed in God. He trusted God with all his heart. He left his home country. He didn't know where he would come to. And he heard, oh, you will become a multitude of people. Multitude. He didn't have a single son. Not one. But he will become a multitude. And he believed and he trusted God, although he was already very, very old. He was 100 when Isaac was born. 100 years. Imagine. He trusted in God. He was a believer. For you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, although you are not Jews. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. What an interesting idea what we can find here. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Wow, that's great. So when the Galatians got this epistle, this letter from Paul, they were delighted. Oh, You are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. They jumped with joy. We are the elected, although we haven't been elected in the first place, but we are the elected. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed. Now that's very interesting, isn't it? If you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed. Although they are not in a relationship to Abraham's blood and flesh. They are not his relatives. But they are believers by faith in Christ Jesus. You get the chance to be there with Abraham. And if you are Abraham's seed, what will happen then? Therefore then, you are heirs according to the promise. Abraham trusted God. He believed in God, had faith in God. And that's the reason why he became a righteous person in the eyes of God. This was the important point. Here we can read it.